USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United Nations Security Council overwhelmingly voted against the United States resolution to indefinitely extend the arms embargo against Iran. The 13-year embargo will now expire in mid-October, allowing Iran to buy and sell conventional weapons without UN restrictions. The embargo was first formed in 2007, well before the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran was forged by the United States, the UK, France, Germany, Russia, China, and the European Union. That deal, which created the October 2020 expiration of the embargo, gives Iran relief from economic sanctions. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo slammed the vote in a statement, writing, "The Security Council's failure to act decisively in defense of international peace and security is inexcusable." The White House now has options: pursue an increasingly hard line against Iran or forge a compromise with European allies. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
A three-judge panel of the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals threw out California's ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines, saying the law violates the U.S. Constitution's protection to the right to bear firearms. Judge Kenneth Lee wrote for the panel's majority, "Even well-intentioned laws must pass constitutional muster." California's ban on magazines holding more than 10 bullets strikes at the core of the Second Amendment, the right to armed self-defense. He noted that California passed the law in the wake of heart-wrenching and highly publicized mass shootings, but said that's not enough to justify a ban whose scope is so sweeping that half of all magazines in America would be unlawful in California. Israel's agreement to establish diplomatic ties with the United Arab Emirates marks a great moment in its relationship with Arab countries, but Palestinians are saying it puts a just resolution of the Middle East conflict farther out of reach. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Fires continue to burn out west, and USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
A fast-moving wildfire in the foothills of North Los Angeles has burned at least 10,000 acres in a matter of hours. The Los Angeles County Fire Department says the blaze, dubbed the Lake Fire, remains at less than 10% containment as it burns the mountainside community of Lake Hughes, which is about 65 miles north of Los Angeles. Kenny Reynolds lost his home in the fire.
So at that point, it was like, get out of my house, and then I got out in the street and kind of watched the fire come down the hill and up across the street, and it was kind of engulfing on both sides, and we were all kind of like migrating down the street or retreating down the street as it could be, and then it just kind of rolled in and was taking everything as it kind of went down.
Wildfires also continue in other parts of California, Oregon, Arizona, and Colorado.
One in three Americans will opt out of getting a coronavirus vaccine if and when it becomes available, according to a new PBS NewsHour poll. While 60% of respondents say they will get vaccinated if one becomes available to them, 35 say they will not, despite a worldwide COVID-19 death toll topping 760,000. The remaining 5% of responders say they are still unsure. The results show that Democrats are more likely to get vaccinated, with 71% saying yes, compared with 48% of Republicans who would do so. Comparatively, 61% of independents say they would get vaccinated. For USA Radio News, I'm Sean Hunt.